What is up, guys? Wall J here, and I'm here with my co-host,
Heart of War. And behind the boards, we got producer Chris.
Hi.
Yeah, because you can't tell that you're on the phone. It's okay, bro. We know you got business to take care of. So let's not.
You can tell I'm on the phone?
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
Duh, bro.
There ain't, there ain't nothing I can do about that.
Yeah. It's not all that great, but let's dive right into it. What did you think about last night?
Well, you know, I'm out of town, and my buddy Chance Green, he FaceTimed me the fight.
So you're not supposed to say names.
Yeah.
Because now the UFC is going to come after Mr. Green.
Allegedly.
Oh, shit.
Allegedly.
We got our first call, but hold on, guys. Hold on. We're on the phone with Art. So give us a few minutes. Anyway, go ahead.
So allegedly, you know. I might have seen the fight through a thingy.
Through an illegal stream?
a magic portal in my hand. And, yeah, so, it was a good fight. It was kind of what everybody expected the fight to be honest.
Right.
And, I expected Connor to be a little bit more active as far as firing off and trying to defend the takedowns. It looked like he was going to do okay in the beginning of it for that. But then it petered out. You know, Khabib won all three rounds for sure, and then
four.
that big finish at the end with the choke.
For sure.
Well, I'm talking about as far as like decision of the first three rounds, and then he came and crushed it like a champion.
Like a champion, yeah, for sure.
Like a champion. So yeah, he did the damn thing.
I don't think he was going to let go of that choke unless Herb Dean snatched his arm away.
So
no, he wasn't going to.
So the big thing now, it's what happened after the fight. My thoughts on the situation were this: a lot of people are comparing. Well, Connor threw this, Dolly threw a bus. This, you know, did this, that, and the other. And I'm like, wait a minute, you can't compare the two. Just because Connor did that doesn't mean that Khabib has to stoop to his level. He didn't have to do that. You know, you don't justify Khabib's actions based on what Connor did. What do you think about that?
No, I agree with that. I don't agree with them having to do that because and the main reason is because of legal reasons. You know what I mean? You see, Connor had to go through all this court stuff, and he's still dealing with civil suits and shit. And
that's
now
right.
Khabib is going to have to go through all that stuff. And
I know.
It was unnecessary. It doesn't help him. It makes him cool mean, sure. You know, but he won that fight decisively.
There was no question about it.
Yeah. He didn't. I mean, he even got a crazy overhand right that I thought almost knocked Connor out.
Well,
sat him on his butt. And then, it was an issue.
We were watching the fight here, and I told Chris and Sherry and Amanda, we were watching the fight, and I told them, watch this. He's not respecting Khabib's stand-up. And no sooner I said it, what, Chris, maybe like 2 seconds later, he hit him with that shot?
Yep, rolled him on his ass.
Yeah.
And Khabib's ground and pound, man, was brutal. That was some mean. That was so much power. I couldn't even see it.
I love how he just wraps his legs around his legs, and he doesn't let him move. He's like almost like an anaconda.
I was thinking the same thing.
Like the eagle anaconda. That's his new nickname.
Yeah, once he gets his claws in you, it's done.
Yeah, pretty much.
His talons.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. But no, you know, and the people that kind of jumped off the Connor wagon right away, like, oh, well, he should have been talking shit. I'm like, yeah, well, he was still in a fight, man. Like, you know what I mean?
The average
emotional fan's not seeing that. I see exactly what he's doing. Like, he's selling a fight. He's selling his whiskey. He's selling, man. He's making it. He's hyping it up. Of course, someone's got to be the heel, you know? And he was the heel for this one. Well, you know what I mean? So people that are kind of like really upset about that, I'm like, hey, man, you know, it created buzz. It created talk. It created a lot of articles. It'd have been really boring articles say, yeah, they both are really respectful to each other. And it's going to be a good fight October 6th. Well, instead, he created so much buzz and so much ability to write about the whole situation. He hit some really soft targets on Khabib too, you know, talking about his religion, his father, his political status, all this other kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like, that was super controversial. And do I believe Connor probably in the heart of hearts feel, you know, some sort of crazy way about him. I believe he feels some sort of way about him, but this is an ask, man. This is a sell, you know?
Yeah, the thing is that not everybody, you know, is the same way as Connor. He doesn't see it like that. Khabib obviously didn't see it like that. You know, Khabib's like, you don't talk about my family. You don't talk about my country. Definitely don't talk about my religion, because, you know, obviously Connor is not part of his religion. No. Otherwise, he wouldn't have made the comments. So, you know, in certain you know, countries, you just can't do that.
There's wars. Yeah. There wars start over
religion,
talking about people's religion. So I don't blame. Hey, you know what? I don't blame Khabib one bit. Do I agree with what he did? Absolutely not. But hey, guess what? He's a different person than everybody else Connor's fought. Everybody else that Connor's fought, he could talk shit about their family or their, you know, he could talk shit and they get it. There's certain people in this world you can't do that to, and Khabib's one of them.
Well, yeah, and that's great. That's great and all that, but you know what I mean? Like, you know, it created excitement, it created buzz for the fight. That's what the intent was, and that's what actually happened. The fight itself, I believe, was extremely exciting. You know, it was like, oh, in that third, it was like, oh, is he going to come back? Oh, no. It's exactly how the analyzers kind of like figured it would go. You know, that was the big thing. Oh, it's a puncher's chance. Oh, he's too precise. Oh, this, that. And then they're like, oh, if he gets into the ground, it's a done deal. And, you know, and that the latter was the truth. That's what it was.
Do you think that all this shit could have been avoided, and maybe the fight would have still been a good one if Connor hadn't said the shit that he has said about Khabib?
Yeah,
most definitely, he would have took a different, more respectful way of going about this. You know what I mean? As far as like at the end and stuff, but you know, his emotions are high. You know, he came off a really huge win against somebody who's notorious. You know, so I mean, and you know, he was in his emotions at the time, and. You know what I mean? That's what happened. And you know what, to be honest, I mean, really, is it a bad thing? It's not what's supposed to happen, but it's going to create a lot of buzz. It's going to create a lot of excitement. They're going to do all those sorts of things too.
I know, but do we want the sport that we actually enjoy to turn into like what the WWE boxing is?
Well, that's what, when that was happening, I was like, this is what you see in a lot of boxing matches, high profile boxing matches. You know, the whole tournament and everybody else gets in it.
You rarely see this shit
in boxing. You don't see that happen that often in MMA.
Well, you don't see this shit happening in boxing a lot.
No, it used to. I mean, maybe back in the day they would.
But it wasn't ever to this extent.
When it was popular and it get really heated and people talk shit, yeah, most definitely it did.
It just definitely feels like more WWE like than anything else.
I don't know WWE,
bro. You know how exaggerated they are.
They are,
and how over the top they go with everything.
But you also, I mean, it is. I feel like you have to lay some of the blame. Like, I think Dana could have headed some of this shit off. I think the UFC could have headed some of this shit off. I mean, Jesus Christ, they used the fucking tape of the bus attack to hype the fight.
Yeah,
that's shit like that.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I don't think they should have used that.
They knew exactly.
Well, you know, Chubb called this from the rip.
I know Chubb.
Yeah,
he did.
What was I telling you last night? Yeah. I wouldn't want to fucking be in Vegas this week.
I know.
No, absolutely
not. And I'm like, no, it'll be fine. Yeah, it'll be fine. Not. And then this dude hopped the fence and he went eagle stomping on Dylan Dennis.
Yep.
My thing was like, what if Dylan had moved and somebody's wife or somebody's daughter was there?
Oh, yeah.
You know, close enough.
Yeah, and that's the part that I kind of disagree with, you know what I mean, as far as the safety issue. But as far as like a raw human emotion issue thing that's popped off, I mean, I can get it, man. You can get so emotionally charged. And you got to think, like, when you're in that cage, you know what I mean, you're on your baser animal instincts, you know what I mean? And,
yeah,
you know, it's a do-or-die feeling in there for sure. I don't believe he wanted to let go of that damn choke, man. If it wasn't for her being like ripping the hands off, and then he still almost went after him.
Yeah,
you know.
I think he spit at him.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I think he spit at him over her, but or Herb, as we were calling him, like,
Herb Dean.
But I mean, it's one of those things where I don't agree with what he did, but in a way, I can respect what he did, because I feel that there's just too many people.
Well, I don't respect it. I can understand it.
Yeah, yeah. I understand it.
Well, okay. Y'all can understand it. I respect it from the standpoint of I think there in nowadays there are too many people who don't stick by their code.
Well, they people talk shit and they're not held accountable. Yeah. Nobody rolls up on them and says,
nobody rolls
what the
up.
Fuck, yo?
Nobody, you know, squashes it. Nobody approaches people. They just sit back, let people talk shit. They talk shit, you know.
But don't you think that he kind of squashed
it? You're talking about Dylan Danis?
No, I don't think he squashed. No, there's no squashing. This is. I think they could have squashed it, but I think Conor, at least in Khabib's eyes, I think Conor crossed the line that he'll never forgive.
Yeah, and by the way, you pronounce his name Khabib. There's no K.
Khabib. I'm from Callahan. It's remember? I'm from Callahan. We pronounce our K's.
I'm trying to edumacate you.
Nah, I'm good.
Trying to edumacate you.
Leave me. I'm the ignorant redneck.
You call a knee a knee then?
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
You call a knife a knife?
Fuck yeah, I do. I have a bunch of them.
How German of you.
Actually, how German of you. I actually had to give one to a friend of mine the other night.
A knife?
Yeah, I had to give him a knife. Because he didn't have one. And I was like, that is fucking disrespectful. So here, have a knife.
You know that's bad luck to give someone a knife.
Why?
That means to cut their friendship. They should have gave you money. It's a superstition. Did you know that?
From where? Alaska or Mexico?
Yeah, I don't know. I know the superstition about you never, if somebody hands you an open knife, that's the one I've heard cuts the friendship. If somebody hands you an open knife and you close it, then that's bad luck.
Oi, why are you giving me an open knife?
So on that subject, you're not supposed to give somebody a knife? So if you're going to give somebody a knife, you give them a dollar? And then you say, hey, trade me that dollar and I give you this knife. So there's that superstition. And then same thing with a wallet. You never buy somebody a wallet without money in it. So you always put money in that wallet and then give it to them. That's like good luck.
All right. Well, then Nick Wagner owes me a dollar. I'll have to message him. Be like, hey, you owe me a dollar. Or you owe me a penny.
You owe me a dollar, man. Can't have the friendship cut.
Hey, what did you think about the Ferguson-Pettis fight? Did you watch it?
Actually, you know what? I did get to see that. And I dug that fight. You know, I'm really surprised that Pettis stopped the fight with a broken hand. And the reason is because in his previous career, he had completely injured shoulder and finished the fight with a jackered up shoulder, like dislocated or something like that.
Yeah, well, but so
him not fighting with one hand is, I'm surprised.
Yeah, but Pettis really is surprised. Not the one that stopped it. Rufus was. Rufus said he wasn't going to let him go out.
No, you're not fighting with one hand.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm like, that doesn't seem like the Pettis of
well, you got to remember, though, you're facing a different animal.
Yeah, I mean, that's
dangerous. If he was a lesser opponent, I could see where that could be like, okay, man, just stick it out.
Yeah.
But it's fucking Tony Ferguson.
Yeah.
Ferguson, I don't know, man. Like,
yeah, go ahead.
The reason I say I don't know is because if you look at somebody like Uriah Faber, he broke in his hand, and guess what he did? He started throwing only elbows, you know? So, like, they find a way or whatever. I'm surprised that Pettis was like, no, I'm not calling out without a broken hand. You know, I'm not going out without a broken hand. I'm just surprised because I know that he would typically push through it. So, maybe in this fighter age, he's like, it's not worth it to me. Or, yeah, I agree with that. I don't want to be in this fight anymore. And I'm not knocking him. I'm just saying I'm surprised because he has fought with a completely busted shoulder before.
Yeah.
And fighting with one hand is not something that's not uncommon. Like Travis Brown broke his finger completely off, blown and shit, sticking through it, fixed his finger, went back to the fight. Uriah Faber, broken hand multiple times, started, he was like, wow, this guy's throwing a lot of elbows because his hand is broken. So he was in there fighting with the other weapons that he had. And for Rufus to say, no, I'm not going to have my fighter go in there with a broken hand, I'm just really surprised.
Well, you know, nowadays you got to protect your fighters, bro. Mm-hmm. You got to look at Anthony Pettis as an investment.
Yeah.
You know, and if you don't
it's not just that.
Go ahead.
I'm surprised Pettis was like cool with it. That's what I'm surprised about.
Well, I think that's good though, because that means that's a fighter that respects and trusts his coach. If his coach is telling him, "No, you're not going out because of a broken hand."
At the end of the day, the coach did the right thing. He looked out for his fighter and his best interest. That's
what he's supposed to do.
When I saw the fight, when I saw the fight there too, he was getting the worst of the exchange, and that was a decent out for him to get.
Well,
he
was getting tagged up with a good hand. So,
You
know, one hand is going to be worse.
Yeah.
So definitely protect him and get him out of there.
I think that's why it was a legit out for him. He wasn't beat. His hand is broken. But I think if it was anybody else, he would have still tried to do it. But he was getting work. So it was a legitimate out where he didn't lose face, you know?
Listen, Tony came out last night out of the gate like a madman. You know, the pace that he put on Pettis was unreal. And yeah, Pettis caught him, you know, with that shot.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Tony got right back up and still put that pace on him.
I mean, Pettis did a good job. He landed his shots. But the problem was Ferguson was landing 5-6 to Pettis's 1.
Yeah.
You know, and then once he started incorporating those elbows and splitting his, I mean, he had 2 goat vaginas on his head.
He's leaking. He was leaking for sure. And I could see that through my little portal, magic portal in the sky.
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty crazy. Yeah, so I got that fight and I got the Habib fight.
Yeah, he had a nasty cut on the right side in the hairline, and then he caught another nasty cut right on the left eye.
Yeah, because Tony started throwing some elbows.
Yeah, he threw that elbow. You could see it in the slow-mo, man. As soon as it landed, it just split the skin.
I will say this. I've seen a bunch of Tony's fights, and this, even after the injury, this is the best that I've seen Tony.
Yeah. I mean, he took that leg kick. He did limp, like they were saying last night. He did limp a little bit off of that first, but that first leg kick he took was a – that one was
– You heard it.
Yeah. Perfect placement, and it was hard as fuck.
Yeah.
But he just pushed her, so – it was a good fight. You know, I enjoyed it. Hell, Derek Lewis's fight was a fucking, well, I don't want to say it was a good fight. It was a great ending. It was a great ending. But.
Did you see that one, Art?
I know you've seen the interview.
What's that?
Derek Lewis's fight.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah, the post-fight interview for Derek Lewis was the greatest post-fight interview that has ever been
done. You see it, Art? Did you see the post?
Joe Rogan. I didn't see it there, but when I saw your post and I didn't get it, but I saw a meme video. And Joe Rogan's like, why are you taking your pants off? He's like, my balls are hot.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I'm like, oh, shit.
Well, I'm going to play you a clip, and I'm going to play a clip for everybody. So take a listen, and you let me know. Hold on. It's coming.
Okay.
Come on, play, fucker.
I'm buffering.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, so you done fucked it up.
I know.
You cued it, and then you...
I cued it perfectly, bro.
And then you left it.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to get it again. Don't worry about it. Don't you worry your ass about it. All right, let's see. Is this it? Yes. All right. Give me a few seconds here.
We're going to have to listen to an advertisement.
Fuck. Come on. Stop buffering. Stop buffering. Here we go.
I'm here with the winner, Derek.
Turn it up.
That's a match.
My balls are hot. I understand. Listen, man, what you just did was absolutely phenomenal. That was an incredible comeback victory, and it shows one of the reasons why people love to watch you fight, that you can put
can't hear it
to bed with one shot.
I can't hear anything.
Yeah, oh, okay. Super low. We can hear it in our headphones, but it's not coming across very well. Just
I'll stop it now.
Just look it up.
That's all right. What was it saying? My balls are hot.
Yeah, he was talking about his balls are hot, and he was asking him, you know, about the fight, and he said Trump called him about an hour before the fight and told him, he's like, look, I need you to knock that Russian motherfucker out. He's making me look bad. So, you know, he just had to go in there and do that. And he said he was talking to Rogan, asked him about his, you know, who he wanted to fight next, this and that. And Derek Lewis was like, fuck, I need to sit my black ass down and do some cardio.
Let's see. Can you hear this one?
Mm-mm. Nah, it's still same levels.
Okay, never mind. Fuck it.
Nah, so basically, he said Connor called him earlier to knock the Russian out.
No, he said the president. He said Trump called him.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
And then
Derek Lewis, he cracked me up, man. I like that dude. I love the Boss Logic, I think, or one of those guys. He just photoshopped, did this awesome photo of Lewis. And like had his balls glowing like through his pants. It was amazing. Like it was hot, like fire.
Yeah, I got that picture from Dominic Jones.
Is that who it was? Yeah, that was pretty dope, man.
I
thought it was cool. He's a comedian, Derek Lewis.
I told him I'm stealing this shit.
Yeah, and then he said he's going to go on Rogan. He said he wants to come on Rogan's podcast next week. Come smoke some weed with him.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, that's what he said.
He said, next week or two weeks.
That guy's so funny.
Yeah. That was pretty dope.
Dang. So, yeah, man. Okay, cool. Yeah, no, that was, I didn't get to see that fight, but I read that they said that was the biggest comeback from the most deficit of punches in UFC history or something like that. Is that right?
I don't know, man. I'm no statistician. I have no clue.
It was something like he was getting worked. He was getting work.
He wasn't getting all that. I mean, he was getting hit, but I don't know about worked. I've seen people get worked, and I wouldn't call him getting worked that bad.
No? Okay. I mean, I don't know. That's why I'm asking. I didn't see it.
Yeah, it was all right.
He Describe hit
him.
It.
I mean, the Russian guy hit him more times than he did hit him, but, you know, all that matters is the end, I guess.
Yeah. Man, that was exciting, though, man. That was definitely... was there any numbers that came in on that fight? Did they? Was that the highest grossing, or how did that work out?
No,
we don't know yet.
Yeah, because when I watched the press conference this morning, Dana, when he did the press conference, he hadn't even got the pay per view numbers or anything like that. All he'd gotten was the gate, and the attendance, and then they just went into the whole debacle.
So was Connor there for the post fight conference, or was Habib?
I don't think Connor was. Khabib did have a post-fight conference, but I haven't watched it yet.
He said he was. He apologized to the UFC, he apologized to Vegas, and he said that he was going to be in big trouble when he got back home with his dad.
Yeah.
Oh, his dad was going to put him in trouble, huh?
Yeah, he said his dad was going to smash him.
Yeah, his dad will probably beat his ass. How fucking scary would that be?
Oh, no, no, don't punish me, guys. My dad's going to punch me way worse than you're going to punish me.
Yeah. Okay. Probably. He's going to have to wrestle like 19 bears.
Dude, all I know, man, is that was a smashing. You know, I wanted Connor to do well. Yeah, I really actually did. You know, he's thrown on me over this time, you know. I'm glad Habib was able to do what he was tasked to do as far as like how we thought it was going to go down. So, you know, that just, it's a testament to him and his ability. You know, if there's questions, you know, about that, 27-0 in mixed martial arts. That's amazing.
Are you driving? That's amazing. Are you driving?
Yes, he's driving.
Yeah, I'm on Bluetooth.
Okay.
Yeah. Now my only thing is they're already, there's, you know, Dana's talked about that there's a potential to strip Habib from the belt, you know, strip him and everything else. And
yeah, Vegas is talking about not letting him fight in Vegas anymore, yeah. Which is, come on, man.
Yeah. So, and I was telling Wallo before.
That's a little bit extreme.
Yeah, because I was telling Wallo before the podcast, if you watch the press conference, you could really see the double standard that Dana has with Connor versus anybody else. You know, it's...
You got to remember, they're partners now.
Yeah. So, it's, you know, he won the fight. He retains the belt. You know, what happens outside the ring after that, you know, that should be handled in a separate matter. He's, you know, they didn't pull the belt from Connor when he did his antics. So, I don't think they should pull the belt from Khabib for his. But, we'll see. I have a feeling they're going to try, you know, just because Dana wants... He probably wants to do the Conor Ferguson now. We'll see.
But we know that, first of all, when Conor got stripped, Tony won that fight fair and square to get that title. And, yeah, they gave him the interim bullshit. But when Khabib fought, you know, they gave him the title when he fought Iaquinta.
Mm-hmm.
So neither one really lost that belt.
No.
So, you know, Khabib retained it.
Yep.
Tony never lost the interim belt. So to me, that's the fight to make. Not Connor and Tony. It should be Khabib and Tony.
Well, it may be the fight to make.
Yeah, I believe it should be Khabib and Tony as well. I believe it should be.
I think Tony should be allowed to go for the real title.
Yeah, but you're talking sensible. Well, I mean,
well, come on. I am kind of a sensible guy sometimes. I mean,
the UFC doesn't do sensible. They do matchups.
Yeah.
They do money.
That's true.
They don't follow rankings.
I think
there is no rankings.
I think Tony is a good match for that, though. I think they're, you know what I mean? I think Tony and Khabib. So I don't see why he wouldn't be.
Yeah, I think it would be, it's a good match, but I don't think it would get the numbers that a Connor versus whoever are going to get.
Well, I think Connor needs to sit back a little bit and do a little bit of figuring some shit out, because he looks slow to me. He didn't look like normal Connor.
No.
He looked slow. He didn't look accurate. His demeanor, his face, it didn't look like he wanted to be in there, to be honest.
Well, I mean, Wallace like said it last night.
Once it started, yeah, no spinning back kicks, none of that. None of his normal sharpness.
Well, he probably didn't want to do this.
Get that fucking movement coach back in there.
Well, I mean, he probably didn't want to throw any spinny shit, because if you fuck up a spinny shit, what happens? You get taken down to the mat.
Well, no, he threw teeth and kicks. He threw side kicks and all shit. Same shit.
Yeah, but we've all seen the spinny shit that misses, and the next thing you know, you're fucking on your back on the mat.
Yeah, let's ask Chris Weidman how that turned out with him.
Yeah, ask Weidman.
Chris Weidman is not a spinny guy. Man, come on.
But nevertheless, he threw a spinny shit.
Yeah.
And he got caught.
Yeah. I'm sure Connor knew he was in that, Habib is probably dangerous as fuck. But don't throw spinny shit. Keep him in front of you. He really did a good job. He did a good job on the takedown defense in the second and third. He did get up, I think, twice, didn't he? Along the cage.
He did.
I was
very surprised.
In the third, I thought it was going to turn around.
Yeah. But then once, Habib got him again, then got to the back, and then really just started putting all of his weight and just dragging him down. I was like, yep, grind him. Here it comes.
I want to send a shout out to Felice Herrig and Michelle.
I think that was going to break his jaw. He tapped his jaw about to be broken off.
Yeah, there was no choke there involved. That was all fucking crank and jaw getting ready to pop loose.
So, well, you know, it's my boy Bert's method of thinking is blow the nose is a choke.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is what it is. It worked.
So before we keep going, I just want to send a shout out to Felice Herrig and Michelle Watterson on a great fight, and both looking amazingly hot.
Yes. I did.
Michelle Watterson's got
I did.
Michelle Watterson's got that badunk dunk.
She does.
Yeah.
She does.
But she got a big old forehead. Her cornrows were on too tight.
God, I didn't see any of that.
Dude, it was like a drive-in theater movie screen.
What was that, Art?
I said I didn't get to see any of that craziness. I'm sure it was amazing.
Yeah, it was good. Well, all right, buddy. We're going to let you go. So, we'll see you back in studio next week. Hopefully, we'll take some calls here shortly from other peeps and
sounds like a deal.
And see what they think about it.
Don't forget, drill next weekend, man. So later podcast, make it happen.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll do a 4:30 next week.
All right, buddy.
All right, bro. Well, be safe. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Peace.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
All right, guys. Lines are wide open now. If you want to give us a call about last night's fiasco, please give us a call. 904-990-3139. 15, top of the hour. Weather's looking great outside.
No, it's not. I think it's going to rain today, and then we've got a possible tropical storm or hurricane that's going to be.
Again?
It's going to come up through the Gulf, but if it does, it's probably only going to be a 1 or just a tropical depression.
Yeah, I'm not worried about a tropical depression. It's just category 4s and 5s.
Yeah.
That kind of scared me.
Yeah, that'll be some shit. Because the problem is, if it does come up into the Gulf, we'll be in the northeast corner for a bit. And that's the bad area. So that'll be the spot. We may get some, they're calling for possible tornadoes, probably around Valdosta, Lake City, maybe even stretching.
I don't live in Valdosta or Lake City.
No.
Lake City, I'm sorry. I said Siri.
You did.
Lake Siri. I'm all in that Apple iPhone shit.
Yeah, so, you don't have Apple. You got Samsung, don't you?
No, I have.
What do you have?
I have an iPhone.
Do you? Oh, okay.
What really? The fuck, bro?
Well, because your screen looked a little different than mine last night. I guess maybe you got your notifications that come up different than mine.
Well, don't you see my messages come up in blue?
Yeah. No, good point.
God, you're good an point. Idiot.
I'm slow.
Yeah.
Fucking Sherry shit got contagious.
Oh my God, she doesn't get any of my jokes, man.
She does. It just takes a day.
Yeah, I'm gonna stop joking with her because she don't get them.
No, it takes her a day. She's gotta break it down and get it down into finer points.
Fuck, I have to explain them to her. It's like, Jesus, they're not funny anymore. Fuck it.
What do you mean they're brothers? What? they've been brothers their whole life.
Yep, pretty much since the youngest one was born.
Yep. Shout out to Gordon Ryan and friends for their win.
Oh, yeah, Team Alpha Male. But that was a little... That was a little suspect, though.
That was...
Let's see. Oh, my God. My guy got hurt. He can't go. I know a guy.
Yeah.
And he can win us the whole thing.
Be like, look, how Team Alpha Male are you? Because you're going to have to take this lead pipe to the leg. Because we can get Gordon.
Listen, Uncle Uriah, mm-hmm. I'm in.
He did good, though.
Yeah.
He did. I mean, dude. I was surprised that he put Barnett away as fast as he did. I thought that one was going to be a little more drug out.
I thought that was going to be a barn burner.
Yeah.
But Barnett, you know. I don't know,
because I've watched a couple of, I got kind of interested in Barnett's style of the catch wrestling and the things I do. So I thought it was going to be a lot more of that. Yeah. And man, Gordon just like snipped that shit in the bud and was done. I was like, wow, triangle.
Yeah. He pretty much ran through all those guys.
He did. So. And his little brother fucking ran through his opponent. Wow. Dude, how good is he
going to
be?
Listen. What do you mean he's going to be? He's already good.
But he's 17.
So what? He still can be good at 17.
Yeah, but his run is going to be...
Forever, yeah.
Forever.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's not even at his... I don't think he's at his peak yet.
Bro, he hasn't hit adulthood yet.
No. No, I mean...
He's literally going through puberty in our eyes.
Yeah.
In front of our eyes.
Yeah, and he's tapping out black belts.
Yeah, yeah. Black belts have been black belts for a long time.
Yeah. That whole, there's levels to this shit, man. He's starting to kind of put that to rest.
Yeah. There's levels to this game. Unless you're Nicky Ryan.
Yeah. Because, dude, that was a smooth transition. Smooth.
Yeah. And he's starting to beef up a little bit, too.
Yeah. He's on that muscle farm with his brother. He still doesn't have abs on top of abs with extra abs.
And veins running through his abs, right?
God damn. Gordon's abs. I mean... You know, people have six packs. This fucker's got like a 12-pack going. It's nutty.
Bro, you know.
I don't get it.
Is that gym time, bro? Let's say for whatever. He may be taking something. Okay, cool. But he is putting in work.
Oh, no, for sure.
Because you could take steroids all day long, and if you don't work out.
Yeah, it doesn't do shit for you.
It doesn't do shit.
No. But then again, think about it. What could me and you look like?
And by no means am I saying that Gordon Ryan is on that horse meat.
Yeah, no, because I mean, I think he had to be tested because he just did double gold in pans, and I think they test for that. So, but either way, I mean, but this is his job.
Yeah,
he doesn't have any other job. He doesn't have any other interest. He's not trying to be a movie star. He's
not jiu-jitsu. Yet.
Not yet, but it's well. I did hear something that he said he did want to become a world champion MMA fighter.
He did post something earlier about, you know, he wants to do MMA. So, you know, as long as his striking gets up to par with his jiu-jitsu, I think he'd do fine.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely think Gary Tonin needs to grow his fucking beard back.
Why?
Because I just don't like his face without a beard. It looks goofy as fuck. Those ears, maybe get it like a snapback hat or something and tuck those ears in. It's a little rough.
Would you say that to his face?
If I was friends with him, absolutely.
Okay. Let's say you are not friends with him.
I would say, how are you doing? Good to meet you. I admire your work. Can my wife make you something to eat real quick?
You know, I know this guy on Facebook, and you know he's in New York, and he's friends with those guys. And I started following him. I don't remember why. I know he's jiu-jitsu probably. But this guy, man, saved his dog from basically the street. It was dumped on the side of the street after, I guess, he was being used to fight. He scooped him up, and ever since then, man, I'm like, dude, this dude is great.
Yeah.
This dude is awesome.
You're a good dude.
Good fucking dude.
Yeah.
His name is Shy Aces. So.
Oh, I think I've seen you share some of his shit before.
Yeah,
I saw it.
So, you know, he saved his dog, took him to the vet, incurred like this huge medical bill for this dog, and he did a GoFundMe.
Mm-hmm.
I gladly donated to it, and a bunch of people donated to it, and he took care of this dog. But anyway, I think he would say some shit like that to him.
That's great.
Because remember last night when I told you that thing that I said about the curse word?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't want to say it.
Yeah, no, don't.
Yeah.
No, that was for last night antics only.
I don't want to repeat it because I might get some hate.
Oh, you will get some hate.
But it was funnier.
It was.
It was funny than fuck.
It was. But it's, you know.
I bet he would be. I bet he would say some shit like that to Gary Tonin.
Yeah. It's one of those things where I think if you train with guys kind of thing, you can say some shit like that. But no, I wouldn't say that to him if he like walked around the corner there. I'd be like, hi.
Just remember, when you talk shit about people, you know, shit happens. You don't.
Yeah, you don't know. You don't know who you know.
So somebody can come out of the cage and try to stomp on your head.
I'd be like, shit, don't do it. I'm sorry. My bad. Shave your beard off if you want. You look fine. You're a good looking man.
So did you think that, you know, what happened last night after that fight takes away from the whole night? Because it was a decent card. Even that Ovin St. Preux fight with Dominic Reyes was a pretty good fight.
It was a good fight.
And I guess he's a newcomer. I've never seen him fight before.
I don't want to say that it took away from... It was still a great card. It was a good... it's one of those... I'm still glad I bought the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
I would have felt just as happy with the pay-per-view if the shitstorm wouldn't have happened at the end as I did after it happened. I don't look at it... I mean, everybody's like, oh, it's a black eye, and, you know, da-da-da-da-da. I'm like... No, I don't feel it's a black eye. I don't feel it should have happened, but I don't feel it's a black eye. I mean, Jesus, they have fucking bench-clearing brawls in baseball, and you don't hear anybody ever going, oh, my God, this is horrible for the sport of baseball, blah, blah, blah. No.
Yeah, but that's all within the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's all confined within the game. The game in MMA is the cage. Once you leave that cage...
True.
Because you got fans really close up to the cage.
I mean,
did you see Anik's shirt?
I know.
Anik's shirt had blood.
I know.
From Pettis and fucking Tony Ferguson.
But hey, don't be that guy outside the cage telling the guy in the cage, hey, come on. Guess what? Motherfucker flying eagled out.
Hey, let's be real. Let's give Dylan Dennis some props.
Yeah, he didn't run.
As much as people hate on him, I mean, I'm not a fan because some of his antics, but... Let's be real. Khabib jumped.
Yeah, he went forward.
He stepped aside and lunged at him.
Yeah. He didn't. So he didn't turn.
He wasn't backing out of that fight.
No, he faced it. So, yeah, props to that. But don't fucking do that. Don't be like, I can't believe the motherfucker came off the top rail. Yeah. You fucking, come on, motherfucker.
Dude, he wanted to stomp his head.
Oh, God. That was some intent to fucking hurt.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was, I'm, you know.
Well, you know, there's a lot of animosity there. Mm-hmm. What was it that Dylan Dennis, the day before the fight, said something in an interview, or a couple of days before, that he was better than Khabib?
Yeah.
So, you know, with everything that's being said, and then you have this guy throwing some shade, and then, you know, he points at him in the cage, mm-hmm. and he's like, come on. It's like, oh.
Yeah, don't be surprised. The motherfucker came.
Yeah.
Came. Drake was back there going, fuck!
Oh, the picture, bro. Drake looked petrified.
Fuck yeah, he did.
I'd be petrified, too.
He's like, I can't rap battle my way out of this shit. This motherfucker gonna land on me. Yeah, I mean, Jesus.
Khabib, do you love me?
Yeah, I mean, you better start singing quick. You better get somebody better start getting a track out for you. Maybe you can fucking calm him down with some lyrics, but...
Oh, my God.
There again, man. It's one of those things. It seemed like everybody, you know, people in Khabib's camp talk shit. People in Conor's camp talk shit.
Yeah.
So everybody in each camp is fair game.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, was Drake part of Conor's camp?
Not his camp, but he was, you know, he was backstage. I think Drake
supporting
was
him.
Doing the pictures with the Irish flag and doing shit like that. So, you know, he was there within that group. So that's why he was like, oh, fuck.
Actually, I'm looking on Facebook, and he released a track already about it.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Yeah.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Mm-mm. Fuck this shit, I'm out. No thanks.
Yeah, he was probably getting his biggest bodyguard he had and going, hey, get between me and that motherfucker.
Yeah. I'd be...
Dude.
Bro.
I don't want that motherfucker getting his hands on me.
Yeah, it's not just him, if anything. I mean, because...
No.
His whole crew.
Yeah. And like Shop said, Shop called it. He's like, I ain't going
to. I know, man. I thought that he was a little... I thought that he was overreacting a little bit when he was talking about it. And I'm like, man, that shit ain't gonna happen. Mm-mm. But then I saw
They had fights in the weigh-in, bro.
I saw that shit too.
Yeah.
Women.
Yeah.
Women pulling hair, you know, throwing each other on the floor. I'm like, what the fuck?
You don't fuck with Russian women, bro.
Bro.
Or Irish women.
You know, you did say you don't want to be in Vegas last night.
No.
And I'm like, come on, man. I want to be in Vegas after all that and seeing all the videos. I'm like, maybe I should have. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably not a good idea. Yeah.
Back in the day, maybe. Yeah. I want to be in that shit storm and, you know, have fun and do it. Mm-hmm. Nowadays. No, I'm good, bro.
Yeah.
I'll watch that shit on Instagram or some fucking Snapchat to be like, yeah, glad I ain't there.
Listen, I'm soft, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm soft. Uh-uh. I ain't about that gangster life.
No.
If you ever think that I'm a gangster, I ain't no gangster. You know, I talk shit behind a mic.
Yeah. Everybody wants to be a gangster until it's time to do gangster shit. Well, guess what? Fucking Khabib's a gangster.
And listen, and you know, I may talk shit on the mic, but at the end of the show, I'll tell you, man, I'm just talking shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's part of the fun.
You know, like half of the time I'm making fun of women and Sherry calling her fat and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
I'm just fucking around.
It was so funny, too, because Sherry was talking about Amanda last night. She's just like, shut up. Shut the fuck up.
What do you mean? What?
Well, Sherry was talking about her weight, and I'm not going to say her number because that would be like disrespectful.
160.
Oh, see? I didn't do that. Yeah, man, it's just like, shut up.
Yeah, you know? She's not fat.
No, she's not. Yeah. No. We see fat people. We can go to the jetties. We can see some fat chicks.
Man, I look in the mirror and I see somebody fat. I mean, shit.
Yeah. I mean, dude, your surgery just... I mean, I know they took some shit out of you, but somehow they implanted some...
And they put a big old belly in there.
Yeah. Dude, they dropped some poundage in you.
It's like they took away my mucus and all that stuff and, you know, but they put like an extra kettlebell in my belly and shit.
That's all right. We'll get it back off.
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah.
You know, I'm starting to feel it when I roll.
Mm.
You know, like my mobility's not there. Like there's stuff that I know that I was doing before and I tried to do yesterday, but my body's like, uh-uh.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Not that. Nope.
Why can't I put my knee to my chest no more?
It's like, nope, not that.
You got to move that gut. If you get that gut out of the way, we can get back there.
Yeah. And the problem is this. I've been eating like shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I know this.
Yeah. But it tastes so good sometimes.
I have been so fucking lazy over the last 2.5 months since I got my surgery,
mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, I was down because I was up at 245.
Yeah.
I dropped down to 220 and I was on my way down. Then I had my surgery and then I gained it all back.
Yeah. That's what's crazy.
Because pizza tastes so good.
That's what's crazy is like I can work my ass off all week.
Bert, we appreciate your comment. However, that comment is way too long for us to read. It disappears from the screen. So please, if you don't mind, you see the number.
Yeah.
Feel free to give us a call.
You got a cell phone, fool.
Yeah.
But I can work my ass off all week, do my intermittent fasting, do all that. I can watch my number go down. And I can literally eat one fucking meal on the weekend that is not part of the plan. And it's all right back. Just like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I could drop 4 pounds. You know, I'm doing like a pound a day, you know, maybe a little less every day, working all that. And then literally it just takes one fucking meal.
Like when I go keto, I drop the weight pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is once I have that cheat meal, it's like I want to keep going.
Yeah. No, it's the discipline factor that's really tough.
Yeah.
You know, because it seems like it's only during the weekend. During the week, I could be real disciplined. So it's really easy for me to like come 6:37 or even earlier. I can just be like, all right, well, we're not eating till tomorrow morning.
Well, here's the thing, you know, during the weekend is when you have your fun. You know, we watch the fights.
Yeah.
And then your wife makes this amazing fucking sandwich. Yeah,
The Brood Witch,
whatever the fuck you want to call it. How do you say no to that deliciousness?
I know. But the thing is like I didn't say no, but I only had one. Only had one piece.
So did I.
Yeah.
However.
But it's still, that one piece, that's a pound back.
Bro.
With the carbs and everything else.
That thing was delicious.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, you know, you start, you're like, oh, I had my cheat day today. And like, you know, a little ice cream's not going to hurt me.
Yeah, because it always.
A little pasta.
Yeah, it always trails off into, you know, you cheat a little bit on Saturday and it may not trail off till all day Sunday, but it still trails off. Like today, I think we had, you know, we got some heirloom tomatoes, so we had BLTs for our brunch this morning.
Oh, you have brunch.
That's not bad.
Did you have mimosas as well?
No. The only reason why we had brunch is because that's what time she got up. She gets up. I got her up at 9, you know. So, but, you know, it's still carbs. That's more carbs, you know, in that meal than I would normally have throughout the day because of the bread.
Yeah, no shit.
But, you know, we'll have, I think I've still got I've got one of the soups from last week she made for dinner tonight. And, but then tonight I'll eat at 6 and then I'll be done. I won't eat until tomorrow morning, you know. And then when it's, you know, like this week I'll be hitting the gym going back. I took this past week off because of with the puppy and everything.
Coco.
Yep.
Coco the bulldog.
Yep. So kind of took that week off.
You have to build her on Instagram.
You think so?
Yep.
All right.
But you also have to build Tiny on Instagram.
Old man Tiny.
Yeah.
You know, gray face.
Yeah. He's a handsome boy.
Yeah, he's my boy. He's still not sure about her. He's there again, because he's an old man. He's like, yo, I just want to eat and chill.
And be loved.
And be loved. She's like, cool, I want to eat, chill, and I want to fucking play. And he's not having that. He's like, yo, get the fuck away from me. So he's not too happy with her. But all that shit will disappear soon enough. You know, she'll become a bulldog, where they have a battery life of, you know, I think we say they have a battery life of 15 minutes and recharge of 6 hours. It's about what it takes.
Wow.
Yeah, our other bulldogs we had, that's kind of how they ran. Like, they would get the Zooms for about 15 minutes and play hard. And then it was like, cool, now I sleep for 4 hours, 5 hours. You know, or I sit on the couch with you and just chill for hours. So
that's my kind of dog.
That's why we got him.
Because I'm lazy.
We literally got a book on bulldogs when we were younger, and the opening line of the book was, bulldogs are the couch potato dog of the dog world. And Amanda was like, that's the dog I want. I want a chill dog. So that's what we got.
Uh-oh. We have a call. And I want to say it's Bert, so let's see.
Okay. Possibly. I don't know why the level's so low on that.
Yellow. Thank you for calling Locker Room Talk. Who do we have on the line?
This is old Birdzilla calling in.
Birdzilla.
Hey,
what's
sunshine?
Up, buddy?
What's up, guys?
We missed you last night, fucko.
Yeah. I had some other stuff going on, so.
Oh, okay. Okay. Whatever. Anyway. What were you saying in your comment, man?
It was an extra long comment just for you, because I knew if I made it a really, really long, you'd say, don't read, you weren't going to read it, and then call in.
That's
right.
And at
the very end of it, I put, you're going to tell me to call in, Wallo, but you didn't get that far.
So. No, I didn't.
Yeah. So basically what it was is, like, everybody's calling this a black eye on the sport, mm-hmm. when the whole sport is, you take guys, train them to break each other for months at a time, get ready to get into a steel cage with another man who's trained to break you. And then they go until one man can't go anymore. And then, you know, then you add in the fact that these guys are going back and forth. And one of them is a Russian gangster who sits there and takes all this shit from Connor's whole team. They talk about his religion, his dad, and all this other stuff. And he's from a very respected culture. Everybody respects each other. And that kind of talk gets you killed over there. So the fact that all he did was, you know, look over at Dylan Danis, who was still talking smack, by the way. And then he jumps over the cage and just, I guess he, like, jumped up and tried to kick him or something.
Oh,
that's
pretty mild,
considering.
He tried to double stump him, yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty mild, considering what would happen. And then you go back and you look at Connor jumping over a fence, even though he didn't actually touch Aldo. All this other stuff. You know, it's not Khabib's fault that, you know, they jumped in the cage and tried to beat up Connor, which is, that's bullshit. Like, you know, if you're not the fighter, stop it. But you can't be mad at Khabib, who has done all this other stuff, who, again, has been trained to kill people, and then you lock him in a steel cage. He beats one, you know, somebody's been talking smack. It's a huge win for him. He didn't just beat him, ride him out and beat him in the decision. He choked, you know, well, it was a
church choke, yeah.
Yeah, he made him tap. He made him give up, which he said he would. So he's all full up of adrenaline and all this other stuff. And then, you know, you got an idiot like Dylan Danis still talking. Yeah, I don't see it as black guy. The only problem there was the guys jumping over the cage and messing with Connor. So,
well,
I don't understand it.
The only problem that I have is, you know, that people are saying, well, if Connor mm-hmm. hadn't done this, that, and the other, maybe Khabib wouldn't have done that. Well, you can't compare the you know, the two, you know, each man is responsible for their own actions. What Connor did in New York in April, yeah, definitely not condoning it, but he got arrested, he got charged, he got fined, and now he's facing civil suits for damages. So luckily, I don't think anybody got hurt here. Maybe some feelings. Some people got punched, but
other, a little salty, but yeah.
But other than that, yeah, I don't think anybody got hurt. I'm looking at it, it's like, okay, cool, nobody got hurt, no big deal. Mm-hmm. Let's move on. But let's say that, you know, let's say you and Sherry are in the fucking crowd, and Khabib jumps from the top of the cage and Dylan Dennis moves it and he stumps Sherry in the face. It's like, you're not going to condone that shit. You know, like, you're going to be like, I don't give a shit what Connor said about your family. I don't give a shit about what Connor said about your country. You did that. You're responsible for that shit.
And we're going to be rich.
Yeah. we're going
to Sizzler.
We're going to Sizzler. Yeah. But, you know, I do understand, you know, that emotions run high. You know, and we've all lost our shit at some point. I mean, Chris loses his shit on the daily.
Yeah. I've seen you lose your shit at fucking inanimate objects.
What do you mean?
Fucking headphones.
Oh, you didn't see me do that.
No.
That was in the privacy of my own home.
Yeah. But I've seen you get pissed off at shit, you know, because you get mad at the same shit I get mad at. If something should work a certain way.
Oh, yeah.
If it doesn't work that way, fuck this piece of shit. You know.
We're getting a new one.
We're getting a new one. You know. So yeah, we've all lost our shit, but we all take responsibility for
action.
Trust me, yeah, for sure. I've done shit, I've broke stuff, you know, and then I go, shit. Now I got to replace that.
You know? And also, you know, a lot of people are online trying to discredit Khabib, you know, and saying, oh, that's bullshit. You know, they're all talking about what happened after the fight. It's like, guys. Khabib put a performance of a lifetime, you know.
You have to separate the two.
He went in there when Bert, you would have been proud because I was here, you know, just talking to Chris, Sherry, and Amanda, and I said, look at him. He's not respecting Khabib's stand up. He's got his hands down. And not 2 seconds later, Khabib clocked him and dropped him. Yeah. So, you know. You have to give it up for Khabib.
Yeah.
He came in and did exactly what he said he was going to do.
Yep. I told you. He's going to drag him onto the ground and just fucking grind him.
I did not expect for him to shoot on him so early, though. I thought that he was going to try to wear him down a little bit more. And then at the end of round two, maybe the beginning of three, that's when he was going to go in hard with the takedowns. But he went in hard from the beginning.
Well, okay, what do you think wears you down? Because, you know, everybody knows Connor's gas tank is suspect. What wears you down more? Standing, striking, or getting, you know, a shot taken to the mat and then just getting grinded for 3 minutes? What wears you out more?
The up and down, for sure. For sure, getting, like, taken down, and then you use all your energy to get back up, and all of a sudden, boom, you're back down.
You're back down.
You use more energy to get back up, and you're back down again.
Yeah.
Getting punched in the face sucks, but you can still move. It's not like you're not using anywhere near as much energy.
Yeah, it doesn't chip away at the gas tank like a fucking, you know, fighting, getting to the cage, getting almost up. Oh, gee, I'm almost there. And then getting your legs snatched back out. And then you're back and your legs are wrapped. You're like, fuck. You know.
Well, so it's also demoralizing to know that this other man, just anytime he wants, he can just pull you down and then hold you there.
Yeah.
So
with that same token, you know. Connor's ground was not as bad as we thought it was.
No, it was actually a lot better.
Because he actually got up a couple of times.
That's the I would say
defended really well as well.
I would say that's the best performance Connor's ever done on the ground.
Well, he doesn't go there much.
He doesn't go there much. You know? But as far as his defense, he was, you know, he wasn't staying flat on his back. He was getting onto his hips. He was rotating back and forth.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there was a couple times where, you know, Khabib would try to pass and he'd get either he would still get him back in full guard or he'd catch him in half guard. You know, so he wouldn't let him get all the way. I don't know if Khabib let go of the Kimura. You know, he had one. It looked like he had it locked. Yeah. All he had to do is keep lifting Connor up and keep getting it back there. You know, I don't know if...
Somehow Connor got out of there.
Yeah, somehow Connor got out there again. I think that was the best performance Connor's had on the ground. Now, granted, it still ended getting his fucking neck cranked and choked.
I think he should bring Gordon Ryan in to help him with his jiu-jitsu.
Oh, my God. Do you know how bad fucking Dylan would freak? Oh, my God. He would cry.
Well, you know, he would also have to understand that to be the best,
you got to train with the best.
You got to bring in the best. And right now,
that's Gordon.
Gordon Ryan seems to be the best no-gi grappler on planet Earth.
Or how disrespectful would it be? Be like, sorry, Dylan, I got to let you go. Nikki's coming in. You know?
Well, like, I feel like on a purely jiu-jitsu scale, I'm sure Dylan Danis is great. But as you guys know, everybody's a different grappler. And there's different between like a heavy pressure guy like Khabib and like a very fast leg locky kind of guy like Dylan Danis. I'm sure he's still got some good pressure and stuff, but it's not going to be the same, it's the same as Khabib's pressure and the constant pressure that you can put on somebody. So I don't know why Conor thought having Dylan Danis was just going to be, I've got this guy. It's cool. I got it covered. So I don't know what was going through his head.
I think with Dylan, his takedown defense was a lot better than it has been. I think Dylan
stay safe was better.
He survived the brutal ground and pound in the second round. Mm-hmm. He protected himself fairly well because his face could have looked hella worse.
Oh yeah,
I mean
for sure.
Whew. So I mean, I think Dylan did probably the best Dylan could do for him. If you want to get better, yeah, it's going to come to that thing where just like everybody else has to, I think you reach a level and you have to decide, mm-hmm. you know, am I happy with this level or am I going to have to change something to maybe progress to the next level?
So, Bertilla, where do you see Conor going next? What do you think's next for him?
I don't know now. I mean, if he beat Khabib, which he had that first round, the first round was going to be Conor's win section. Like he had to knock him out or at least hurt him in that first round, but he lost. So I don't know. Diaz 3 is a good one. I mean, you know, he can go back for that. He's not going to get a rematch with Khabib.
That's a payday.
He's going to ask for the rematch, but he's not going to get that.
You don't think so?
He's not going to get that. Especially not anytime soon. They're going to be locking Khabib down for a while. And Khabib even talked about, you know, there's no other fight that interests him except for GSP. So he's already beat Conor. He's not going to want to go back and do that again.
Ooh, I'd love to see that fight.
I would. Yeah, me too. So DS3 or Ferguson. I'd like to see him fight Ferguson.
Well, doesn't Ferguson deserve?
I don't think it's going
to be as big. Doesn't Ferguson deserve a shot at the title? He didn't lose that interim. Sure. He didn't lose that interim. Hmm. And I don't know if you saw the Ferguson Pettis fight. That was the fight of the night.
Yeah, I think it got fight of the night.
I didn't see it, but I saw like pieces of it, like on Facebook and YouTube had some, you know, little segments of it or whatever. But
yeah,
it looked like they were just going at it. And I guess your boy broke his hand on Ferguson's face. So
yeah, he did. But I think they got fight of the night, and the Derek Lewis, whoever the Russian, I can't remember his name,
Volkov.
I think they got their bonuses for that fight.
So also Derek Lewis got interview of the night.
Yes, he did.
They are awarding performances for interview of the night.
Why'd you take shorts off? Well, my balls are off.
Yeah,
it's great. I do think that probably saved a little bit of the card because people are talking about, you know, what happened after the fight, but then there's also still a lot of people going, yeah, but did you see Derek Lewis interview?
Let's not forget about Felice Herrigan, Michelle Watterson.
They put on a good show.
Yeah, they put on a good fight.
They did.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, there was all good fights last night.
I didn't watch the prelims, bro. I wasn't really interested.
That's prelims were okay. They weren't bad.
I came in a little late, and I was on my phone a lot of the time. Yeah. But once the main card started, you know, I pulled in an art.
Yeah. No, prelims were not bad. I mean, like I said, because I started watching them at 6:30 on Fight Pass.
Yeah.
Those were good. The ones on FX were good. I think they were on FS1.
Fight Pass and FX were both
the prelims. And then the main card. So, I mean, there were good fights all around.
FS1, I'm sorry. Yeah. Whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah. I think it's FS1 until after the first of the year. Okay. And then after the first of the year, they'll move to the ESPN channels.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yep. So, we'll see.
Well, cool, Bert. Thank you for the call, brother. we'll see you, I guess, tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see you this week.
Yes, sir.
All right, bro.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow, Walla. I don't know about that other guy. I don't
know.
Wow.
Bro, I just wanted to let the secret out now. I mean, there's a reason I was out of training for so long. I was actually giving Khabib a private for a few weeks there. He was flying down. I was helping him with his chokes.
I got it.
I just want to go ahead and let the secret out now.
Let it be known. It was Bertilla's help. Let it be known.
Okay. Cool. Good deal. Good job.
All right, brother.
All right, guys.
We'll see you.
Yep.
The one and only Bertzilla.
Bertzilla. Let's see. So what else happened this week? Anything else we want to talk about?
What else? Bro, I haven't been keeping up. Oh, besides the Kavanaugh stuff?
Yeah, he got...
He got impeached?
No. He made it through, so he got voted in. So he'll be a Supreme Court judge now. So...
Are you happy about that?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say happy.
I wouldn't say happy, but...
You don't care either way?
I don't care either way, but I'm happy with the result. I'm happy that
somebody didn't get to ruin his life.
Yeah, that. Well, I mean, you know, they tried. They definitely, they definitely fucked with his life, his livelihood and shit like that. But it didn't stick because there wasn't any proof.
So, guilty until proven innocent.
That's the way things are nowadays.
America.
Unfortunately, man, a lot of people, it just like, oh, man. It just amazes me. I read it today. Somebody on my Facebook feed just fucking makes me sad because I'm going, man, you know, I almost wanted to reply to him and go, hey, so if somebody ever comes out and says that you sexually assaulted them at any point in our friendship, per your, you know, basically per your wishes on your Facebook post, I should automatically believe them and ostracize you right from the get. You know, that's what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Pretty much. If you ask Rose McGowan, all the women that say that they have been assaulted are telling the truth.
They're telling the truth.
And that you should believe them.
Yeah. Without any evidence. Yeah. I mean, look, if you come and tell me something, I'm going to be like, dude, that's fucked up. You know, let's do something about it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Because I'm going off of the basis that you have evidence, you have proof and this and that. But then once your story starts unraveling or you start not having these things, I have to start going, okay, hold on, wait a minute. You know, you're wrecking a man's life and you don't have any proof. You're just saying, I have to believe you.
A woman tried to do that to four dentists in California.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah, you shared that.
I posted it.
Yeah.
And I believe that she should get at least 20 years.
Fuck yeah.
At least, minimum.
Yeah.
You know, hashtag me too.
These nuts.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing that. It's a one-sided deal. It seems like they can, you know, a woman can come out and say whatever she wants about a guy and we're supposed to just shake it off and it'd be like, eh, whatever. No, because nowadays, man, you've got fucking, you know, little social justice warriors, little fucking white knights that are going to rally and, you know, they're going to fucking yell and scream at you any place you go. They're going to post shit, you know, about you. They're just, and you're not supposed to do anything about it.
Well, the smart thing that this man did was retain representation.
Yeah.
And that's how you squash that bullshit.
Yeah. You fight back right from the get.
Yeah. And you shouldn't have to go spend a bunch of money trying to prove your innocence when you didn't do shit.
No. The burden of proof should be, you know, the other way.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if you have some evidence and you have something to actually bring me into the courtroom, cool. Now I'll go ahead and retain a lawyer and we'll start fighting this because I think it's bullshit. But nowadays, no. Somebody accuses you, you better go ahead and be on the fucking phone, quick like, and going, hey, this bitch crazy.
Yeah.
Need to fix this.
So I will say this to any new lady friends that might want to hit me up on Facebook. Don't.
No.
I don't need female friends at this point.
No.
I got the ones that I have, and they're fine.
You want some of this? You're going to have to sign an NDA.
I have a, I have a lawyer.
Yep.
Who is going to write up
consent contracts.
That's right. And if I ever decide to be your friend, you're going to be signing one of those.
Mm-hmm. And we will have it notarized.
That's right.
And right from the get. But, I mean, it's just crazy that's just the way things are.
Guys, relax. We're just fucking around.
No. People are triggered. Fuck you guys, you're assholes. Yeah. Okay. Well, we are.
You know, when you falsely accuse somebody of something, you know, just for shits and giggles, I I don't laugh about that.
Nah. Can't ever be your friend.
That's no laughing matter.
Can't ever look at you the same.
Nope.
Yeah. If you're on fire, wouldn't piss on you if you're, you know, to put you out.
Dead to me.
Yep.
Zero to the left.
Pretty much. You know, if I see you, we ain't talking. We ain't friends. There is no hellos.
No.
There ain't no goodbyes. There's just straight up ignore.
Don't pretend like you know me. Uh-uh. Don't try to shake my hand.
Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. Can't do it. And that's one of the things. That's one of the, me and Amanda were actually talking about that yesterday. I feel that people just don't stand up. They don't follow. There's not a lot of honor anymore, it seems like, with people. There's not a lot of, you know, following. I guess it's, there's a word that I can't, you know, ethos or something. But, you know, you just, that you don't follow your creed, you know. Just people are, they're waffle. You know, if somebody does you wrong, you know, we'll forgive them, whatever. No, fuck that. You know, I don't forgive so easy.
I
don't spend time worrying about them.
That's what I was just going to say. I don't worry about it.
I don't worry about it.
But I'm not also not going to.
I'll cut a motherfucker out of the life on a, on a quickness.
Bro, I do the same shit.
Yeah.
I do the same shit.
It's like a weed. You know, pull that shit out. Toss it away. Don't need it.
You cross me, I'm done with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, fuck you.
You cross one of my good friends. Guess what? Motherfucker, you dead too. You know, dead to me.
It depends on because, you know, that person might be my friend too.
Yeah.
You know, and if there's some shade between two people that I know, I got to stay neutral. And it's a pain in the ass. It is. But, you know.
But that's also situational. Like, if, you know, if you came up to me and you said, you know, you told me something that I'd be the same way you would be about it. You know, hey, this dude fucking did this. Da, da, da,
like,
da.
Hey, I want to let you know that Bert oil checked me the other day.
I'd be like, that's fucked up. Did you say anything? No. I'm going to fucking tell him.
No, but I had to.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah. I'm going to see Bert.
Forget about it.
Yeah, I'm going to see Bert. I'm going to be like, yo, why'd you fucking go two knuckles deep on my boy? That shit's fucked up, man. Don't do that.
Oh, man.
But I do think that, you know, if you start seeing people fight the false allegations and actually taking people to court, and the courts actually start siding with the people who are bringing the false allegations to court and they're proven false, you know, that you're going to, you know, women start going to fucking jail for 5, 10, 15 years.
Well, one of them did, but only for a year after she accused a football player in Pennsylvania. That's bullshit.
It is. Hold on.
We're getting a call.
Here comes the hate.
Thank you for calling Locker Room Talk. This is Walla J. Who do I have on the line? Hello?
They were so mad.
Hello?
They're literally shaking.
Ma'am, are you still there?
Did you just assume their gender?
Excuse me, ma'am. Are you calling to hate on us? No? Okay. Bye.
She dropped the sandwich. And was having to pick it. Yeah. I had to put the phone down and pick it up.
I don't know what happened, but, you know, we'll see.
Woo. But yeah, 1 year for accusing for wrecking a kid's football career.
Got kicked off the football team and all that shit.
Really? So. That's the best you got?
I think that the punishment for the false accusation should be the same as if the man is guilty.
Yeah, should fit the crime.
Yeah, so if you do rape somebody and you go away for 20, bitch, if you accuse somebody of rape,
if you falsely accuse,
and it's false, you should do 20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if it's proven unequivocally that it is completely false, and then you should be done.
Making shit up. Yeah, for sure.
But you start doing that, and you'll start seeing a lot of... Now, a lot of people will say, oh, you're victim blaming, and all you're doing, you're just trying to...
No, I'm not victim blaming.
No.
I'm targeting those who are making false accusations. Mm-hmm. If you have legitimate, you know, case where you unfortunately had to go through some shit like that, then hey, this is not towards you.
Mm-mm.
This is towards the people that are making false accusations.
Yeah, they want to jump on that Me Too bus.
Yeah,
you know, because it's the hotness right now.
Yeah, jump on this nuts, bitch.
I could get some
weed every day.
I can get some sympathy points. And
I don't know what happened there. I didn't touch the board.
Well, you're just telling them to smoke weed and calm down.
Yeah.
There you go. So, no, other than that, I ain't done shit this week. Really ain't been much. I mean, there really ain't been much else on the news or on Facebook.
Let's see. Yep. I haven't spent a lot of time on Facebook anyway. So
I haven't. I mean, I've seen, like I do, I peruse it a few times a day, look through it, and then just go.
The big thing today was what happened last night.
Yeah.
You know, what did I do this week? I went to work. I went to the gym a couple of times.
Yeah, I saw that.
Twice, maybe three times, which is not enough.
No.
Three times for me to lose this weight is definitely not enough. I need to go to the gym at least five times a week.
Well, you'll lose the weight. It's just not the speed that you probably want to lose it at.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But I still need to be at the gym five times a week. Maybe six. Dude.
I'd like to, but that's rough.
Yeah, it is. It is rough, man. Like on that third day, your body's like, well, when you're my age, guys,
yeah.
You know, 42 years old, I ain't no young buck anymore.
I think what I'm going to start doing is I'll probably be at the gym five times, but I think what I'm going to start doing is I'm going to do Mondays are just going to be jiu-jitsu. Tuesdays will be strike fit. Wednesdays will be jiu-jitsu. Thursdays will be strike fit. And then Friday will be jiu-jitsu. So I'll probably start trying to sprinkle in more jiu-jitsu, less strike fit.
I'm probably going to take Fridays off.
Until I can get down to my target weight, you know, once I get to there, I feel like I'll be in a better spot cardio-wise and everything else to where I can start doing strike fit and then doing jiu-jitsu.
I need to make sure that I'm there at least at the gym Monday through Thursday. Friday, if we got to film any technique, I'll be there, but I'm probably not going to do anything because I definitely need to be on Saturdays at the yard.
Yeah.
That's the day where I let it all out.
Yeah.
You know, whatever roles I didn't have during the week, that's where I'm going to go roll.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm going to go get my ass kicked, you know.
And how was your roles yesterday?
Roles were good, man. There's a lot of people there, you know. Not a lot of the fighters were there yesterday but to roll. But some of them came in to spar. And I did watch a little bit of it. But I was hungry and I'm like, man, it's 12:45. I rolled, I want to say maybe eight rolls with one break in between. And I was hungry, man. And guys, what I want to tell you right now, this is, they don't advertise with us. They don't pay us to say anything. So I wanted to go get a sub.
And okay.
I wanted to go to Subculture.
I haven't been there.
It's a little joint off of Mayport by the training yard.
Mm-hmm.
And they have one of the best Cuban sandwiches I've had.
Mm.
Probably the best Cuban sandwich in all the beach.
Okay.
And I'm like, fuck.
It's a bold claim.
It is, bro. Because your wife's Cuban sandwich is pretty good. But but theirs is pretty fucking good, too.
All right.
So I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to go get me a Cuban sandwich. I go out there. Man, that place was jam-packed. There was no parking.
I hate that.
I was like, fuck,
don't man. You hate that? You find like a little hole in the wall and you're like, oh, this could be my spot.
Well, listen, those guys probably found it way, way long before I found it.
Oh, I'm sure.
I found it. I mean, I knew that it was there, but I never stopped.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I went with Pat and Art, because I guess Pat used to go all the time, but this place has an amazing Cuban sandwich.
I'll have to swing out. I'll be out at the beaches this week for work, so I may have to. Look it up.
Check it out.
See if I can't swing.
Try it out.
Try it out. Yeah. See if I can't swing in there. Maybe grab one.
Yeah. I was kind of disappointed, but I'm like, eh, you know what? I probably don't need it. So yeah. I turned around and just kept on going home and got something to eat at home.
See, the one thing I do since, you know, we did the meal prepping now is it's always make sure if I know I'm going to be out longer than lunchtime, I always make sure I go ahead and heat up something. I throw it in one of my little cans that keeps it warm, so then that way when I start getting hungry, it's like, oh, I'm fucking hungry, and I don't start looking around for shit. I just go, oh fuck, I'm hungry, cool, let me just reach back here in my little lunch bag, boom, I got a good meal.
Although I still, for some reason, I'm craving KFC
again.
What the fuck?
You just need to go just get you a bucket.
Yeah, well, I can't just eat a bucket.
Why not,
bro? That's like 20 pieces of chicken.
Okay. If you're gonna fucking go hard, go hard.
That's a little much, bro.
I mean, you pull
just,
a Miggy.
You just get like a little $5 box, whatever the fuck it is. You know
what are you going for? You going for breast, thigh, and a drumstick?
Yeah, whatever, man.
Don't care.
Original recipe, bro. I've been craving that shit for
you have
for like the last fucking weeks.
Yeah, you were like, you were talking about it when you were editing last week. You were like, man, fuck, I want some KFC.
I know,
dude, just. Go fucking guess with KFC.
Sherry was asking, do you guys need anything?
I know. Bucket.
Bucket of KFC.
Bucket of KFC.
But anyway, we have nothing else, guys.
Yeah.
So, guys, thank you for the calls. That was Bert and the co-host, who should be here next week. He was out of town this week. And next week, we're coming back a little later because he's got duty. He's got to defend our freedom.
Damn right.
So it'll be a 4:30 podcast when we go live. But he should be here. Hopefully, Sherry will be back. And I tried to get Jalen today to be the co-host, but he was busy. He's going to Vegas on Tuesday. So he couldn't make it. Mm. He has some shit to do. But we'll catch you next week,
you
guys.
You want to shout out Black Hive?
Go ahead.
Black Hive Tattoo, Jacksonville. Best place to get tattoos in Jax. Get on their newsletter. I do believe Colby's books are either opening today or I think they're opening this week. So get on their newsletter. That way you can find out the next time books are open. You can get on the books. You can get amazing tattoos from all the artists. And other than that, I think that's really the only one we shout out.
And also I want to shout out Art of War Jiu-Jitsu. We have a full promotion going on StrikeFit. It's 1 month for $59 and you'll get a free pair of gloves, a free pair of hand wraps. And again, for $59 for a month. So if you're interested, just go to our website, aowjj.com. Telephone number's there. Give us a call if you're interested and come by the school, 1105 Park Avenue, Orange Park, Florida, 32073. Also, I want to send a shout out to Dean Grant at the training yard and all those killers. And guys, thank you so much for your support. We appreciate you listening and downloading our foolishness. We'll catch you next week. Fuck this shit, I'm out. Mm-mm. Fuck this shit, I'm out.